Good morning. Hello. Good morning and hello and welcome to Villa Speaks. We are doing the game plan for personal development. It can also be the game plan for creating and living your best life. I am Villa and welcome. And so let me just say, I am so grateful to be doing what I'm doing. And you say, what is that? I am creating and living my best life. I had a Blog Talk radio program years ago, and my heart was in the right place, but my mind and my emotions and who I was as a person was still developing and growing, and that will continue. But I am so excited to be doing this program now after about 5 or 6 years of learning and evolving and growing and expanding, and so grateful to be here with you today. So let's begin. I want to follow up with some of the things that I spoke about last week. Well, actually, let's just get centered. That's part of mindfulness, about being focused with what you're about. So we can just get centered, make sure you're sitting in a comfortable place. And if you're driving, focus on driving. But really about a time to be here, to be with me, to be with yourself at this time as we work on personal development. And so let's just begin. What I'm going to encourage you to do is to breathe in five, you know, breathe in using 5 seconds, hold that breath for 5 seconds, and exhale in 5 seconds. I just want to get you focused and centered because, yes, I want your attention during this time. I congratulate you for coming in to this program. You're here to get some information. It's no accident that we have made this connection. So let's make the most of it while we're here. And so let's begin with the breathing in. Again, breathe in 5 seconds. Hold that breath for 5 seconds and release in 5 seconds, or for the count of five. And one more time. To have you here, even I'm feeling more centered and chill after taking those times to do that. And so I'm glad to have you here, and I congratulate you on making this time, this investment in yourself to improve, evolve, expand, create, and live your best life. So last week we talked about gratitude and affirmations, and this is all about being centered and creating from this space. You know, one of the things that many people live their lives in the past, and you can't change what happened there, and or they're focusing on the future, but that hasn't even happened. So the place that you have to begin to change, to evolve, to expand, to create and live your best life, to be your best person, is right now, in this moment right now. And so we talked last week about some tools that can help you to do that. We talked about gratitude and affirmation, shared a little bit of science behind it, but there are centuries of evidence about the transformative powers, the empowering power of these modalities. So one of the things that I said is that I encourage you to write down your gratitude, write down your affirmations, but I do know that it's a 21st century world, and so people are on the go. So is there a tool or resource that you can use while you're on the go? Or, you know, people don't write. And the answer is yes. So I have an Android, my phone, and then I use an iPad, which is for my creative work and all those things. And so on my Android phone, my Samsung, I have an app that's called Zest. Z as in Zeus, E-S-T as in Tom. And that is where you can write down what you're grateful for. Then on the Android platform, I have a meditation app that's called Haven. And it has different types of meditations, money, wisdom, that you can choose, and you can work with them. And so what I like about that app is that in addition to the meditation, there are also affirmations that are a part of that app. Now, my iPad, I have two apps, one that's called Affirmation, so of course that's about affirmations, and then I have one that's called Grateful, and that's about gratitude. Then I have one that's called Love You, and what this is about is a chance to play with colors and art, because again, I love to cook, but I didn't know that until I got in contact with my inner self, my creative self. And so now I'm blowing up the kitchen here and forcing my partner to have desserts and pawning them off on the people at her job and cooking. I love that. And when I'm in cooking, when I'm cooking in the kitchen, I got my little apron now, I am in the now. And it's in that space that I'm creating. And so all of these modalities, gratefulness and affirmations and creativity are about getting you focused. So I wanted to give you some apps that those in the modern world can use as well. So let me repeat them. There is a gratitude app that's on the Android platform that I use. It's called Zest. And there is a meditation and affirmation app. Now, we didn't talk about meditation. That's something that we will talk about. But that is called Haven. And then on the iPad or on the Apple platform, I have an app that's called Affirmations, one that's called Grateful, and then the other one that's called Love Hue. And this is about matching colors, engaging your brain outside of your left side and encouraging the right side of your brain as well. And I thought before we move on with the program, I'd let you know, what is this program all about? So one of the things that I'm enjoying is being in this process of transformation and evolving myself. But as a coach, what I do is I encourage, equip, and empower people to create and live their best lives. I give you the tools and the guidance and the connections and the resources and the keys to create the life that you want. And to do that, you have to start from right now, not from the past, not from the future. And what I love about being a coach is that, just like my pay, I love the NBA. So I'm glad that even though I love the summer, I know as we get closer to the fall that the NBA will come back. And whether you're in the NBA or the WNBA or NFL or Major League Baseball or hockey or soccer, that there's these amazing athletes with these great giftings, and yet they have a coach. And what does the coach do? Well, the coach is someone who has done what they've done or has an understanding of that, and they bring many modalities to help that person bring out the gift that's within them, hone that gift that's within them, strategies for success. And that's what I do. The gift is within you. You are the gift. And my gift is to use multiple modalities to guide, strategize, encourage, equip, to bring out that gift within you so that you can then live the life that you want. One of the things that I watch, I don't watch TV that often, but when I do watch programs, even I watched one on YouTube last night. So many people are living unhappy lives and just feeling like they're the victims of things, and that's just not true, or that's not my truth. But I also had to be educated and coached and empowered and equipped and given tools and resources to be at the place that I am today. I do not work a 9-to-5 job. I am a spiritpreneur, or I'm an entrepreneur. So I have this left brain business and I have a right brain business. I'm a psychic, a spiritual worker, a light worker, whatever you want to call it. And I combine those two across both fields. So when I'm doing a tarot card reading or working with someone, I bring this left brain part of my business. And when I'm coaching, I bring the right brain part because I'm synergized. But too many people believe that they are out of control of their life. And that's the biggest falsehood around. You are 100% in control of your life. And what I do as a coach is bring the tools, the resources, the map, the strategy, the people that you need to get you moving forward in those things. And that's what I do. So my upcoming programs, so tomorrow, next week, I'm going to be my own special guest. And I'll talk more about myself. Because I love myself, so I love talking about myself. Say, oh, that's your ego. No, that's self-love. And then September 1st, what I'm wanting to do is let's make these last 120 days of the year, this last 4 months of 2018, the best months of this year, and an amazing springboard and foundation for 2019 being the best, the most awesome the creative, the most connected year of your life. It can happen. And the way I'm going to do that is I am bringing on an amazing array of people to give you the resource and the tool, because I'm a coach, yes, but I'm having other coaches, because why? I'm not for everybody. Now, I work with multiple modalities. So I do behavior modification, mindfulness, spirituality, I do education, physicality, and I do a little bit of magical and mystical. But there are different coaches who may be your style. I've got lifestyle experts who are going to come on, talk about health and wellness. You know, because one of the things that everyone wants to start January 1st with their resolutions, and here you go again, by the 15th of the month, feeling like a failure, and you take that failure and that lack of success with you throughout the whole year, and there's no need to do that, but you got to start sooner. And like I said last week, quoting T. Harv Eker, if you want to change the fruits, you got to get to the roots. If you want to change the visible, you got to start with the invisible. And the quote from Albert Einstein, that the mind that created the problem is not the same mindset or the same mind that can solve the problem. So it takes some evolution, some evolving, some moving forward. And again, that's what I do. But there's other coaches who work that do those things. You need to get some nutrition experts. We need to get some exercise experts. We need to get some spirituality experts, so that I can do what I do, which is resource and encourage and equip people to move forward to create your best life. And so starting in September, we'll have those people. You'll have me again in September. It'll probably be a shorter program because why? Because my birthday was the Tuesday before that, and I will be celebrating. Oh, yes, celebrating. I turned 55 this year, and I say it with pride. So I can tell you your birthday, because, honey, it ain't nothing but a number. And so I will be celebrating out, enjoying my life. It's like I'm going to go swimming later today. So I'll make that program short, but it will be the launching pad for knocking out these last 4 months with power, with precision, with focus, and with creating and living our best lives. And so I've got a great group of coaches. I've reached out to some international people because they need a different perspective. So anyway, I'm just very grateful to be able to do those things. So let's get back to what we're talking about this program, the game plan for creating and living your best life, the game plan for professional development. And so we got the G and the A last week, which is gratitude and affirmations. The M, of course, is for meditation, which is a big part of mindfulness, and gratitude and affirmation are also a part of that. And then the E is for exercise. And so I want to go out of order to talk about those things. What is the exercise? Now, of course, this is about moving your body. The human body wasn't made to sit like I used to do, sit in a car with a two-hour commute to a 9-to-5 job where I then sat basically for 7 hours to then get back in my car to drive 2 more hours. So that's 11 hours out of 24 hours where I'm just sitting. I then come to my house and sit some more, have a meal, some whiskey, and then get into bed to only do that all over again. The human body wasn't made for that. And that's why people are having all sorts of challenges. The human body was made to move. And so part of the game plan for personal development is moving your body. It's exercising. And exercise can be dance, it can be walk, it can be running, it can be swimming. And so what I do is, I'm not the biggest fan of exercise, but I know that my body needs to move. And so I have a beautiful woman from my spiritual center that her and I walk together 2 or 3 times a week. And the truth is, I'm not trying to exercise for 30 minutes, hour out hike. If you want to do that, bless you. But what I do is I do a 10-minute exercise, because I've seen so many reports that 10 minutes getting that body moving, so I'm down with that. So thank God for YouTube. I've got 10-minute Tai Chi, 10-minute yoga, a beautiful woman called Yoga in the Hood. Go out on YouTube, Yoga in the Hood. And that's D-A, Yoga in the Hood. I do chair exercising with this amazing man called Paul Eugene. I do it's not Zumba, but it's a Latin-based music moving around. I'm telling you, the resources are there. She said, I can't exercise because I don't have 30 minutes. Okay, perfect. All you need is 10 minutes. Get up 15 minutes earlier and do that. Moving our body. We are connected in energy and flow. Stagnation, stagnated rivers stink. Stagnated anything is not moving. And a body that's just stagnant, you're wondering why you can't move forward, why you aren't able to have the things in your life, because there's no flow for the energy. And so the that exercise. But also I want to encourage people to learn how to exercise self-care. I was just watching another coach today on Instagram, and I invited him to come and be one of the guests on this program. And he has a YouTube video that he gave a preview of, encouraging people to take care of themselves. I took a class at my spiritual center called The Power of Receiving. And I talked about this last week. I'm still at a loss for words to see how this amazing group of people, givers, spiritual people, lovers, kind, but couldn't bring themselves to receive, because you don't want to be perceived as selfish, you know, and it's more blessed to give than to receive. Well, it's about give and take. So if you just give and you don't take it, again, it's stagnated. It's fucked up. And about the power of receiving, of taking care of yourself, of knowing how to say no to those things that are beneficial to you and saying yes to those things that are beneficial to you, like more sleep and having fun and enjoying your life and reading a book if you want to, or the Kindle, or watching like I do. I'm watching this crazy show from the History Channel called Hunting Hitler. I'm a history nerd. I watch my ancient aliens. You know, doing those things that you enjoy. And then I have to get out and interact with people. But setting those healthy boundaries, that is also a form of exercising self-care. So let's all just take a deep breath. There's a lot of info come out there. Another one. Let's do another one. I am passionate when I talk about this because I want people to live their best lives. The world is changing. We are upgrading. And there's no need to be left behind. There's no need to be unhappy. That the power to live and create your best life. I am here to bring the resources, the tools, the toolkit, the keys to help you do that. If you have a desire to do that, I'm here to help. And so, again, it starts from working from this place, from being centered in the present, in the now. You know, there's a great book by Eckhart Tolle called The Power of Now. I can't change what happened in the past. I can change how I view it, and I can transmute some of those things and surround them with love and make it better for me. And I can change those past tapes, because now when I hear it, I say, thank you for sharing, but this is the thought I want. Thank you to T. Harv Eker for that idea. It's time for us to live our best lives. The world needs everyone, all of us, living our best lives. And it can be done. I'm doing it. I never thought I would be, and did it exactly the way that I thought, but whew, I cannot tell you how many days in the last year I thought, wow, I'm really enjoying my life. I'm really loving my life. Walk away from my 9-to-5 job. Oh, I am so excited. But it took some other stuff. I have two businesses, but I didn't have the infrastructure. And so I'm working on that. This Villa Speaks, I'm rebranding my old business, because some of my old dreams, even though the goal is the same, I did rebrand, upgrade, change. And so next week we're going to do some meditations. It'll be a shorter program, but we're going to do a body scan meditation, which I also call, transmute that a bit to a light calling and a light evolving meditation. We'll do a mini meditation, a mini guided meditation, and is again about giving you the tools. Let me give a plug, not a shameless plug, because what I do, I'm good at, and I want to be able to have you access the amazing things that I do. So right now my website is called Villa J. Powell, but I am rebranding to Villa Speaks, and I have a coaching program. I have a 30, 60, and 90-day coaching program, and the one that I am most excited about, it happens once a year. It starts in December 1st, and it goes through March 30th, and it's called the Resolution Solution, that this is the last year you're going to have New Year's resolutions, because we're going to solve all those things that you want to do, lose weight, be a better person, learn how to be on time, exercise, improve my family relationships, eat more healthy, all those things that are wonderful goals, wonderful intentions, but you got to have a strategy, a goal, or like a strategy, a tool, a plan. And that's what I do with you. It starts December 1st. It runs through March 30th. It's all about bringing my gifts to your gifts and creating something new. And you can see that on my website. I'm going to close this program just reminding you that next week I'll be my special guest, and I'll question myself. We'll have a great conversation. On the 1st, it'll be about sharing with you the good news of the guests who are coming up and getting you prepared to make this last 4 months of the year, this last 120 days, the best years, the best months, and preparing for 2019 to be fleek. How can you find me? Well, I'm currently on Facebook at Villa Speaks, Transform Your Life. I'm on Instagram at Villa, _speaks. And my current website, which is VillaJPowell.com, and within the next week will become VillaSpeaks.com. I look forward to working with you. I look forward to being with you next week. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have some fun. Let me dare you to have some fun. Get out of the house. Don't just do your honeydews or your – don't let your weekend be about working at your house because you spend 5 days working at work. Let this weekend be about enjoying yourself. If you're in the San Fernando Valley, which is in California, and if you're a valley girl like me or from the valley, you know what I'm talking about. I will be doing a oneness meditation at the Imagine Center, which is in Tarzana on Ventura Boulevard. Starts at 11. Come at 10:30. Get your spot. I would love to see you there. I look forward to more times together. I'm wishing you a day full of fun and joy, passion, and love. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.